Emotions could run high this week and next as the Milwaukee Common Council considers a streetcar for downtown. On Tuesday, a committee will hold a public hearing. The council and mayor have already heard plenty of opinions. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, they are mixed. For the most part, a streetcar seems to have support among people who live and work in Milwaukee's 3rd Ward. The proposed line would initially link the ward and downtown. Jared Luz is bar manager at the Wicked Hop on West St. Paul Avenue. The streetcar would run right by the front door.
The help with public transportation, which is, I think Milwaukee as a large Midwestern city lacks behind in all other major metropolitan areas, seem to have better public transit than Milwaukee, where we just have the buses.
Luz believes a streetcar would bring in more business to the 3rd Ward. Dawn Bloomfield thinks people would use it to get to her bar. Club Charlie's is located at the south end of the neighborhood.
Once it's in, people are going to use that.
Yet Bloomfield is concerned about the first part of that equation, once it's in. She worries local business might suffer during the 3 years it would take to lay the tracks and install the other infrastructure.
I mean, if they don't tear up intersections all at the same time, you know, people can still get in here. So, like, if they tear up Broadway and Milwaukee at the same time, well, that's going to make it a little tough.
I don't know. I think there might be some businesses that would suffer from that a little bit, but...
That's Courtney Miller, manager at Collectivo Coffee, also in the 3rd Ward.
Then again, we've had so much construction around Milwaukee over the last couple of years that, you know, I don't know, hopefully they'd be able to bounce back. And
Miller says she'd also be pleased if the city would eventually extend a streetcar line north of downtown, heading toward UW-Milwaukee. She's a student there. Alderman Bob Bauman says the city must think ahead. He supports the project.
It basically boils down to this. We're either going to move the city forward or we're going to move backward. We're either going to unlock the potential that this city has to offer or we're not. We're either going to compete with cities our size and larger across the country or we're not.
Bauman voted in favor of the streetcar plan 3 years ago. City leaders spent months drawing up plans and preparing for groundbreaking. Then the legislature passed a law forbidding We Energies from covering the cost of moving utility lines for a streetcar. In recent weeks, Mayor Barrett proposed a different means of paying by creating 2 tax incremental financing districts. The city would lend the money, then hope to recoup it in increased tax collections. Alderman Joe Davis plans to vote no.
Cost of the streetcar to the taxpayers because of state legislation, which now puts the responsibility of paying for any relocation of utility costs is just unacceptable, and quite frankly, it's irresponsible.
The proposed streetcar line now carries a price tag of $123 million. About half the money would come from a federal grant. Davis says even if cost wasn't an issue, he doubts his Northside constituents would even ride a streetcar. The issue could make its way before the full Common Council next week. If approved and the legislature does not intervene, groundbreaking would begin in 2015. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.